When my son was 3 years old, we started him skiing. He loved it. When he fell onto his behind, onto his butt, he jumped back up and would ski down the hill like nothing happened. Pure rubber. Now, I am 53 years his senior. That same year, his mom watched me do an inadvertent 360-degree twirl on the slopes. She asked me, "If you broke a wrist, when could you go back to work?" I replied that I could probably have some surgery and go back to work if I didn't have a complex fracture in about 6 weeks. The difference between a flexible young body and an older body is key here. And yes, I retired from skiing that year and now stay in the lodge, write, and make them great dinners. The point is this. Your older body needs work to keep flexible, strong, and balanced as time goes on. I've seen too many independent seniors lose their independence after a fall in their own home. Sometimes they never recover. They go from living on their own to spending their last days in a care center, sometimes never leaving bed. And that isn't health span. You want a fall to be like my son's, on your butt and back up. But too many fall and can't get up. This isn't a commercial for that pendant around your neck. This is a plea for you to begin doing something with your muscles. We've talked a lot about the microscopic world of longevity, the tiny powerhouse of the mitochondria, the caps on our DNA called telomeres, and even those fascinating molecules like NAD and urolithin A that keep our cells humming. It's all highly technical, and it's all incredibly important. But today, I want to get you out of the lab and into the gym, because there is one single, accessible, and non-prescription activity that is arguably more potent than any supplement on the shelf when it comes to living a long, healthy life. I'm talking about resistance training, lifting heavy things, pushing against something that pushes back, not just your significant other. It is the single best defense we have against frailty, metabolic disease, and the inevitable slowing down that comes with the decades. And that's exactly what we're going to break down today. How muscle is your metabolic savings account, how lifting weights changes your bone structure, and the absolute best way to get started, regardless of your age. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. When we talk about longevity, we focus on cardiovascular health, a strong heart, clear arteries, and that's critical, no doubt. But the single greatest threat to functional independence as we age isn't heart disease, it's sarcopenia. Now that's a fancy medical term for age-related muscle loss. After about age 30, we start losing 3-8% of our muscle mass per decade. By the time you hit 70, that loss accelerates dramatically. This isn't just about looking less toned. It's about losing the ability to stand up from a chair, to carry groceries, to open a jar, or more critically, to catch yourself when you trip. The resulting falls are often catastrophic. So where does the food and medicine part come in? It's all about metabolism. Your muscle is your single largest organ for glucose disposal. Think of it this way. When you eat, your body releases glucose or sugar into your bloodstream. Your pancreas releases insulin to usher the glucose out of the blood and into your cells for energy. The vast majority of that glucose is parked in your muscle cells. More muscle means better insulin sensitivity. It means your body is more efficient at regulating sugar. This is the bedrock of preventing and managing type 2 diabetes. This is why resistance training is not just a gym activity. It's a powerful pharmaceutical intervention for metabolic health. But here's the real kicker. And the reason we connect the big, heavy dumbbell to the tiny microscopic cells, small things are benefited by big things. It turns out that increasing muscle mass through resistance training has a direct positive effect on two of the biggest microscopic drivers of aging we've discussed, mitochondrial function and telomere health. When you challenge your muscles, you signal your cells that they need more energy. This stimulates your mitochondria, those cellular powerhouses, to become more numerous and to become more efficient. Better mitochondrial function equals more energy and less oxidative stress. Even more fascinating, studies show that resistance training actually increases the activity of the enzyme telomerase. Telomerase is the same enzyme responsible for maintaining those protective caps on your DNA, the telomeres. So you don't have to take a fancy, expensive NAD or telomere-boosting supplements. Picking up a dumbbell costs less but yields more. You get your muscle strength, the better metabolism, stronger bones, and the cellular benefits all at once. But let's talk about bone density, especially for women, but really for everyone. We know calcium and vitamin D are important, but they are only a part of the equation. Bone is living tissue. It responds to stress. When you lift a weight, say a heavy kettlebell or even your own body weight in a squat, the mechanical force of that stress signals your bones that they need to grow stronger. This process is called the mechanostat, or the mechanostat principle. Without that heavy, high-intensity mechanical load, the bone density naturally declines, leading to osteopenia and osteoporosis. If you're only doing low-impact cardio, like swimming or walking, you're doing great things for your heart, but you are not sending the signal to maintain or increase bone mineral density. To strengthen bone, you have to load it. You have to lift heavy enough to make your body say, whoa, I need to reinforce the structure. But let's do some myth busting here. A couple common myths, and let's dive into some practical, actionable tips. Myth number one, I'm too old to start lifting weights. This is patently false. Studies, including those focused on people in their 80s and 90s, consistently show that body retains the remarkable ability to build muscle and increase strength even well into advanced age. You have nowhere to go but up. Myth number two, I need to work out every day. In fact, you absolutely do not. Rest is where the magic happens. 2 to 3 times a week is often sufficient, provided those sessions are challenging enough. Here's a practical tip. Focus on compound movements. Don't waste your precious time on isolation exercises like bicep curls. Focus on compound movements that involve multiple joints and multiple large muscle groups simultaneously. Think squats, deadlifts, overhead presses, rows, and lunges. These movements mimic daily life and train your body as a unit, which is key for fall prevention. Speaking of which, comprehensive tips beyond the barbell. While pure resistance is key, true independence hinges on mobility and balance. This is where functional training, including yoga, plays a huge role. My favorite yoga classes are a combination of bodyweight resistance and cardiovascular movement. I look for the physics, the movement, the resistance, and the balance, and I try to keep the woo of yoga out of it. And a yoga mat isn't nearly as expensive as some supplement, but it will make a fall easier to recover from. Now, if you're getting started, get help. Having a great gym coach to help with form is paramount. Shout out to my friends Jeremy the Hulk and the Ziegler Monster. But it's equally important to enlist a private yoga instructor to ensure you are not misaligned and that they know what you are looking for. Now a shout out to my yoga instructor, Swan. And yes, Swan, I'll be doing more classes this year. Practical tip number three, master progressive overload and protein. Your body adapts quickly, so you must continually increase in demand. Remember, resistance training is the stimulus, but protein is the building material. Aim for a protein intake of around 0.5 to 0.7 grams per pound of body weight per day. And let's not forget that smoothie with a protein to facilitate things right after the workout. The reason we train is not just to be strong. It's so that if you fall when you're 65 or 75 or 80, you have enough strength, stability, and awareness to get yourself back up. That's the true mark of functional longevity. Now, let me give you two examples of why this ability matters. A fellow was admitted to a facility after he broke a hip. Before he fell, he lived on his own, was a local champion bowler, and enjoyed life and community. He simply slipped on a rug and fell and was found a day later, brought to the hospital, and had his hip expertly fixed. He spent the next year of his life mostly in bed, getting up a few times to try rehab, but ultimately died of COVID-19 in a long-term care facility. One fall that he couldn't get up changed his life, his outlook, and sadly, it was not a fun year for him. I want to contrast that with my own dad. He took a fall at age 96 trying to trim a tree. Yes, trimming a tree at age 96. It took a bit of effort, and he received a stern warning from his son, me, a neighbor, and a few EMTs who came along when the neighbor saw him take the spill. But he got up. He lived independently until age 98, except, thankfully, he couldn't cook a lick, and he stopped driving at age 96, for which the state of Oregon thanked him. But this kind of preparation matters because the statistics are sobering. For people over 65, falls are the leading cause of injury death. Breaking a hip, especially, is a life-changing event. Tragically, studies show that up to 30% of seniors who fracture a hip lose their independence entirely, and about 20% die within a year. Training for strength, balance, and fall recovery isn't just wellness. It's literally life assurance. It literally is health span. We're even taking this training on the road this year with our Mediterranean cruise, which we hope to have in August of 2026, where we will have an instructor to help you with some simple movements, not just to get big biceps, but things so that if you fall, you can get up by yourself, not this year, but maybe in 10 years or 20 years. You want to start building muscle now. Resistance training combined with functional movement is the macroscopic lever that pulls those microscopic switches. It's the closest thing to the fountain of youth, and it doesn't require a prescription. It just requires effort. Thanks for listening. Please check out my blog at yourdoctorsorders.com or forkyou.com for full references and more information about the topic. This was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. Before making any changes to your diet, supplements, or physical activity routine, please check with your board-certified doctor and registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, some functional holistic salesperson of supplements and scams. All things audio were done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god, Mr. Evo Terra. Producer Girl Productions made me more interesting than I really am in real life. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, I'm thinking about those compound movements. What's heavier, a squat rack full of plates or the weight of a producer's deadline?
Yeah, there's so many places I thought you were going to take that. I'm happy with that right there. Hey, man, resistance training for the win. In fact, shit, I've got about 45 minutes before he gets here. Damn.